This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning, Hosea from Team George on The Voice. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. We've been loving your auditions, loving everything that you're doing on the show. And of course, you did choose Team George. Why did you originally jump on the show in the first place?
The reason why is because I love to sing. I thought this could give me the chance to give back to my family and just use this God-given talent given to me. So I thought The Voice would be the place to do it. So, yeah.
Man, you had some choice for who you were going to pick for teams, and you went with Team George. Why did you pick him?
I'll be honest. I had Kelly in mind at the time, but I definitely felt like George was the man for the job. He's just a person that just knows his music. He's very down into earth. I just love the man. He's my boy now, man. He's so amazing. I'm just so blessed to have him as a coach and, you know, mentor me throughout the show.
What have you learned from him so far?
Growing up, I was a shy person. I was a bit shy to sing in front of people. And he's helped me to come out, you know, and just sing out with confidence, you know. And I'm just so comfortable on that stage now and just singing in front of people.
Hmm. Yeah, now, Jose, be honest. How many times have you said to him, "You're my boy, George"?
I think I've said it like twice or
three. I'm guessing, does he find it funny?
Oh, yeah, he laughs every time I walk in. I'm glad he likes it, though.
That is cool. And you mentioned your early interest in music on the show. Tell us how you originally got into music and why.
I was growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of musical family members back in New Zealand. We had family, I have family that, you know, write their own music and, you know, who are pretty well known around New Zealand. And, you know, it all started in church for me, just singing with church and, you know, Sunday school and choir. And then just growing up, you know, I just fell more in love with music and, I just knew that music was the thing that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Right. Now, I'm a child of the 90s, so I grew up with 90s grunge and metal. What's the music that you like to listen to?
Man, I'm a full reggae person. I love my gospel. I love my reggae, you know. Bob Marley is someone who I've listened to ever since I was a baby.
You got a line. Can you sing us a little "No Woman, No Cry"?
Can I? Am I allowed?
Yeah, of course you are.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah.
No woman, no cry.
That was beautiful. I love it. And something really, really special about your contribution on the show, you've been very open and plain about your faith and those roots in early church choirs. What does it mean to you to be able to take that audience into that atmosphere in the way that you have on the show?
I want people to, you know, I want to share my message and, like I want to tell my story to Australia, you know, and I'm pretty blessed, you know, people are, like, supporting me throughout the show, and it's just surreal how many people have voted, you know, and just very blessed.
Yeah, it's really special, Hosea, and you've made it so far on the show, so good luck with the next few episodes of the season. Hopefully you make it all the way.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for having me. God bless the both of you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.